Following segment contains spoilers. Management thanks you.
Hancock! Bad guys!
What'd you want, a cookie?
You're a superhero, for God's sakes. People should love you.
Do I look like I care what people think?
Have a calling, Hancock.
Life here can be difficult for me. I'm the only one of my kind. You deserve better. I will be better.
Hancock, I'm really trying to turn over a new leaf.
Oh my God.
Not okay. Rated PG-13.
All right, she's a target.
How am I supposed to do that?
I want you to curve the bullet.
We are a fraternity of assassins, the weapons of fate. Our purpose is to maintain stability in an unstable world. Join us. The choice is yours.
He may lack manners,
Shrimp.
I find that term condescending.
That's a big word for you.
He may look strange.
The beard, it makes me look like Santa.
But on June 20th...
They call him the love guru.
He can fix any relationship.
Do you want Prudence back?
Of course I do.
No matter how much it hurts.
Ow!
Oh, hell no!
Oh, hell yes!
Clear?
The Love Guru.
Get out.
Rated PG-13. Starts June 20th.
It was announced today that another 15,000 National Guard troops would be called to active duty.
How's it going?
Not good.
Maybe Salmon could come out and help you for a while. Oh, I'm sure the boys would love to meet their uncle.
Hi, Lincoln. This is the spare room.
I didn't bring a bed.
What'd you do all day?
I gave them a bath.
Lincoln, Cameron.
No, he went for a walk.
Relax. Come on.
Sir, we can't have you tying your child up outside the store. It looks very bad.
I may know about a job for you.
All you have to do is hand out flyers on the street.
Can I ask you a question? Are you a clown?
So how was it?
We have a question.
What is it?
You're here to protect us?
Yeah.
Hey!
This is trippy.
How much are they paying you, dude?
I don't know. What do we do?
Since we talked about movies.
It's been a while since we talked at all.
Well, yes.
Okay. Excuse me.
Movies.
Go talk. Yes, to movies.
Please.
We like them.
When was it?
Movies.
When did
we watch
them. Alright, so we went to several weeks ago, Hancock, Wanted, and what else? It was one other movie. Was it the Guru?
Yeah, Love Guru.
Yeah. So we saw
Hancock,
which was just as good as I thought it was going to be. Actually, it was a little bit better.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
I liked it a lot.
It's all right.
Well, I like that they made him more human. He has like human flaws because he's an alcoholic. He's alone, depressed. That fun stuff.
Well, also, hello, the whole point. Spoilers, by the way.
Yes. They already know. We always spoil these movies.
Well, the whole point, too, is that, hello, the whole essence was, Chumla.
Yeah, but we didn't know that.
See, yeah, I know, but that's the only part that kind of gated up was that, I'm going to lose my powers because I can't be with you.
Well, it starts off where he's kind of homeless, he lives alone, lives in a dilapidated trailer out in the middle of nowhere. Basically, he's a bum. So it's pretty much the whole thing is they're showing him trying to do good things, and he always ends up screwing up. He saves lives, but ends up causing millions of dollars of damage. And everyone's outraged because he's always destroying buildings and property, blah, blah, blah. And one day he saves this guy, Jason Bateman, his character's name's Ray Embry, and he saves him, and Ray is basically a public relations, what do you call
like
it?
Like a publicist. Agent?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's like, okay, you know, I think you can be a much better person, and I think I can turn you around and make people like you. And Hancock, he really wants this, even though he never admits it, but you could tell.
Yes.
Because he's so alone, and he wants people's approval, even though he basically tells them, you kiss my ass to their face. So he agrees, and Ray has a wife named Mary. That's Charlize Theron.
Who Michael didn't even know.
I didn't recognize because I never recognized
her. Until the very
she's
end
always
credits.
She's always changing her appearance.
Whatever, I know when
I
it's
never
her.
Recognize her in any of the movies I've seen her in. I've seen her in a lot of movies.
Whatever. The point of Hancock, what?
Well, it turns out
I mean, we don't
Mary is
her
actually...
Story.
Well, Mary's just actually like him.
Is his wife,
she has
dude.
She has superpowers, and it turns out
there was
that
wife,
they've been married
like,
for...
3,000 years.
Yeah.
They're like old, so they're like aliens, I guess. So
no,
basically,
well, and that's
like
another
aliens
thing.
That came to Earth, yes, because they said they
wait,
were
wait,
sent
wait,
there.
Wait. Another thing we forgot to mention was Hancock has amnesia, so he doesn't know where he came from. He doesn't know how he acquired these powers.
Right.
All he knows is he's alone.
Yes, and
with
then
this one little thing, this little box that has these tickets from the '50s that had the opening of Frankenstein.
Right. So
and
all
he has
knows,
no idea where or how he got those, but that's all he has. And
well, but he doesn't. But the point is too that he doesn't know. We don't really know how old he. I mean, we just figure we see the way he looks. We don't think he's.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's been around a long time because he says he got the amnesia back in when the '50s or whatever. And then so then
well,
he knows he's as old as that. So and then that's when he breaks it. Basically, he doesn't age. So we don't know how old he is. So later on, you find out 3,000 years. What?
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, he's not human. Okay.
And that's been
so,
played in comics before. You know, water superheroes.
Yeah, no, but
are they
just threw it
mutants?
In
are they gods? Are they aliens? That thing's been done before.
But that wasn't the point. The point is like, okay, yeah, I understand they wanted to keep there was a whole thing. I'm surprised I didn't get out. I'm just so weird that little twisty part didn't get out. But anyways, I just thought that since they did
I'm
throw
glad
it in
didn't.
There.
Well, you gotta admit, that was a complete shock.
But that...
Because there was no... I mean, she's just playing this lonely little housewife, and then all of a sudden, she reveals herself by tossing him through the...
I just
house
think
that
it,
you're like, holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, no, but I just think it switched too quick. It didn't give you time
nah,
to...
That happened like in the middle, toward the middle of the movie.
Right, I know, but I think they switched it and then all of a sudden they just kind of, like they rushed that part. So it's like they could have went longer, I guess.
I didn't think so.
I just thought the whole thing was
This movie was three acts. The first act, you discover who, you know, go through Hancock, about who he is and his powers and... Show some stuff and action. The middle part is him finding out he's not alone. And then, of course, the last part, which we'll talk about now. Well, one thing we find out is when Mary and Hancock are together, they start becoming human. And they go in through this whole origin thing about it's in their genetics where when people like them are together, yeah, they start becoming human so that they can grow old together.
And die.
And do like, yeah, and die like regular people. And apparently there were a whole bunch more, and somehow they all got exterminated. I can't remember how that happened. Wasn't there something about Atlantis or something? I don't remember. So then we have some bad guys that pop up at the end. Well, not really pop up, because they show them. Yeah, remember when Hancock finally turns his life around and
right.
puts on the suit, which was really cool looking. And they had the bank robbery.
Oh...
And that the guy who was
basically people he
who was
wronged,
heading the
who,
yeah
who
so
criminals
he
put
puts
them
all the criminals
jail.
Away yeah and these guys are like okay we gotta take this guy down
I think that's what happened to all of them they end up they all like she said that to get to him they would get to her
yeah
and so that's why she says she had to leave him and separate because she said that's what happened to all the others all they have to do is get to one and the other one dies
yeah I think that's right.
So if anybody finds out, I mean, they live forever. Eventually, somebody might think something.
Right. But because they're they're linked.
Right.
He ends up following her no matter where she goes, subconsciously. He doesn't even realize, you know, at that point that there was even another one of them. Right. But like she did say, every time I move, get away from you, you always end up finding me. Even though he had never...
He didn't know about it.
He didn't know about it, yeah. But apparently she had been keeping a close eye on him. And that's the thing, she was really cold to him, and...
Well, see, the thing is, too, what does she think? She's gonna be with freaking Jason Bateman forever? No, she's freaking still not human. So that's why I think it's kind of retarded. I don't know, I just was like,
well,
whatever,
dude. Well, she's like, oh, I thought I finally found happiness, and
well,
screwed
yes.
it up for me.
No, because that could only last like 10, 15 years, right. Obviously. I mean, she's not ever going to get old.
Eventually, she would never get old, and she'd have some splaining to do, because obviously Ray, the husband, did not know
right.
that she was whatever they are.
But like, what... I mean, would that really be in, like, real life? I mean...
But I liked a lot. Will Smith was really good. He's real good at doing the emotional hero type. There were some good scenes, really good scenes in there. I liked it a lot. I'll definitely buy it.
That's all right. I'd watch it. It's not something I'd go, ooh, yeah, buy it.
And then, of course, you get to see Mary and Hancock fight each other.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool.
That's all right.
But then it was weird because when they start fighting each other, you know, it starts off normal, you know, they're flying around and then beating each other. And then all of a sudden, there's this part where they're downtown and crashing into everything and stuff. And then all of a sudden, the sky starts darkening and all these tornadoes start landing. And apparently it's I don't know if it's from her or it's because that they're together and they're fighting or I don't know what is going on. Although she did say... Once I remember that the females were stronger than the males, so maybe she had some kind of power over the weather, like Storm in the X-Men, but I don't know. I think it was just like two gods were fighting, and it was just like causing this reaction to the Earth's atmosphere. But it was cool. I liked it a lot.
So what would you do if you were Hancock? You just woke up? Like he said, he just woke up and he realized he had power, but he couldn't remember anything. What about if you were Hancock, but you didn't know you had powers, right? Obviously, because you woke up and you start to do stuff and you realize, hey, I'm kind of strong.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you tell anybody? Would you show everybody? Would you go off and be like, yeah, well, what's up, bitches?
See, that's the thing. I mean, that was one reason they made X-Men was because they were like, well, how would the world treat you if
you were
different?
You would totally give me a freaking lie detector test every time I came home. You'd probably hold my pulse and be like, I can sense your pulse and shh. I can be your human lie detector. And you'd probably, like, do that to me all the time, huh? And then you'd have, like, super sense of smell, and so you'd be able to smell anything on me, huh? You'd regulate. Then you could fly and...
It's hard to...
You need a car.
It depends on what powers I have, because you know the government is going to want to get you and, you know, just make you their little lab rat and find out what the heck is going on and then use
you as a
weapon.
Yes, but you got all the powers so you could beat them up. You could,
well, if I had, like, super strength and flying and all that like Hancock did, then I wouldn't worry about it, because it's just like in Hancock... When Ray convinced him to go to turn himself in to the police because he had dozens and dozens of warrants and whatnot, and they put him in jail, and he's like, okay, just stay there for a while, and then people will want you back eventually because crime is going to be out of control, and that's what happened. And people tried to screw with him in jail, and he put the guy's head up the other guy's ass, and after that, it was nobody fucked with him. So, yeah, if I had his powers... Maybe, yeah. I would probably let it be known. Because really, how can the government stop you? You can fly around super fast. You're indestructible. Yeah, I guess
that
would.
But what if they made you wear, like a gay leotard and stuff? Like from the...
Find something cool.
What if they made you and they said you have to? We'll let you do whatever you want with your superpowers, but you have to wear this
uniform. I'd have to have a cool-looking costume.
So that we have to recognize you because this special costume is like... It has, you know, they track you, basically, and it also has, like, special fibers, you know, so you don't get burnt and all that. Yeah, you know, all the super...
Unstable molecules.
Yes. You know, it's just
like... in Fantastic Four.
Oh. That was Incredible.
It was Reed Richards, the Mr. Fantastic, who created it, and then he gave some to Bruce Banner so that his pants wouldn't rip all the time.
What about Incredibles too? No?
No. Well, yeah, but like they said in Hancock, the reason he said you should wear the costume is because it's your uniform. It's like cops have them,
right.
Fire department, army.
So then that's why they
that's all their
that's
uniforms.
That's what I'm saying. What if they gave you the gayest costume and they told
no,
you had to?
No, I'd say I'd have to have costume approval.
No. What if they tell you, too bad, you have to wear this gayest costume ever?
No. With my powers, I would take that costume and shove it up the president's ass.
Yeah, right. You would
down
not.
Down his throat.
You would not. You'd be wimpy,
like, excuse
wimpy
me,
kind of
I have
superhero.
Better things to do.
You'd be a wimpy superhero. You'd be like, okay, sorry, sir.
I would put up any crap from you, that's for sure. I'd be throwing you up in the air, miles.
Whatever.
Miles up
you'd
into the air.
You'd leave me. You'd leave me and go find someone
shit.
Else.
Well, unless you had a girlfriend or a wife who had superpowers, you might as well not even try to have a relationship.
What are you talking about? You would leave me if you woke up tomorrow and you had superpowers?
Oh, I thought you were saying if I was alone.
No, I'm just saying, no, I didn't say if you're alone. I just said if you woke up and you had superpowers. So you're saying you'd leave me?
Well, I would kind of have to because...
What?
Well, this is...
You hear this, everybody?
Listen. This is all I'm covered in comic books all the time, where this is one reason why, like, Spider-Man keeps him his identity a secret because... His wife and his aunt are, of course, human. And if anyone finds out who he is, they'll go after them to get to him. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that has happened lots of times. And, I'm not getting into that because that's a whole long story. But last year, yeah, they had this whole thing where Spider-Man was unmasked. He had no choice. And then his villains went after his family. And they shot his Aunt May. And she almost died. And there's a whole bunch of other crap that they fucked up Spider-Man now. But... Yeah, you'd have to have a superpowered girlfriend or a wife so she can protect herself. Otherwise...
Yes, but there's never a super... Whatever.
So, the next one was Wanted. Last time we talked, we were deciding what these movies were going to be like before we watched them. And I was right on the money with Hancock, and I'm right on the money with Wanted. It was pretty much a giant special effects extravaganza.
For one, no. They could have had a lot more, man. They didn't have to. They only had the one shoot-up scene. Come on.
No, it had really? tons of.
I wanted more.
Special effects movie. Had lots of good action.
I wanted more. But obviously at the same time they're trying to explain the fraternity and explain all about, you know, how they're assassins and how they get their orders and shit and the hierarchy and how mm-hmm. how he learns how to be a good one and. Targets and stuff, so I guess it was alright. I mean, it's a good movie to rent. How about that?
Yeah. I don't know if I would buy it. I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie ever. It definitely had really good action scenes, and
yeah.
Angelina, of course, was stellar.
Anyways, okay, what else did we see? We saw Love Guru, which it was alright. Alright.
Yeah, it was exactly as I predicted. It was...
We've seen a lot,
It was whack. It was just like the Adam Sandler movie that we saw previously.
Adam Sandler was funnier.
Well, it was better, yes. I agree. But still, it was one of those wacky comedies that just really has no point to it.
Yeah,
other than saying lots of...
Retarded things
and
yes.
Lots of sexual innuendos.
Yes. We also saw Kablooey. Did we talk about Kablooey already?
Oh, no, we haven't. Yeah, let's talk about that. That was just...
Me, thanks
a
to
week,
me...
About a week or two ago.
I found, like, in the beginning of July, I was in L.A., and I happened to look through the L.A. Weekly, looking through it, just reading, because I was waiting to take a employment test, and I saw, you know, that they have ads for movies, and this one advertised, you know, that it was an independent movie, and it was going to have a Q&A at the screening. Well,
and
I think they did
that?
Have this screen.
And this was
in
L.A.
And was Hollywood.
And this particular...
It's on Sunset.
This particular place chose nothing but indie movies,
well, no, they do regular movies, too. Just maybe at that one theater, that one's on the indie.
Well,
but,
I just remember there were only like six of them, and they all had movies I'd never even heard of.
No, because there's one in Claremont, and it's playing Kung Fu Panda. And whatever. And I think even Dark Knight. I'm not sure.
And when you were getting close,
indies.
Because they had the guy out there with the Kablooey costume. And we'll get into that in a minute.
Well, they can go look up Kablooey. It's a...
Right.
Go look it up. Scott Pendergrast is the writer and director.
And the
he has
star.
His own, yes. And he has his own website, too. And he has his own little short films that everyone can go watch. And I saw them. I thought they were okay. But I saw the preview for the Kablooey. It has Lisa Kudrow is the main, is the one of the, is the second main character besides right. Salman.
Salman, yes.
His name is Salman. Salman, and then,
of course they have the jokes where people get his name wrong, call him like Trout and a couple of other things.
And then
or Salman or Salam or Salomon or Salamander. Something. Yeah, just different
Salman.
Little things like that.
His name is Salman.
But before we started watching, you know, a few minutes before he started, the director ran up there and, you know, he talked a little bit. And he said, you know, after the feature, we're going to do a little Q&A. And that was about 30 minutes or less.
The Q&A maybe, was less.
Yeah, maybe about
Q&A
20.
Q&A was like 10.
Nah, maybe 15 minutes. So
can't be.
And basically the movie is about
a dude.
This woman whose husband has been shipped off to Iraq and she has two little hellion boys.
And she has to go back to work because she's been off work. And so she has her brother-in-law, who is Scott Pendergrass, a.k.a. Salman, come help her. And he has no clue about... He's kind of a loser dude because they show him at his loser job's getting fired, right? Or something.
Yes.
And then his car's blowing up and he has no money.
Right.
And so it kind of works out perfect for him because he kind of needs a place to stay. So
he just lives under a rain cloud.
Yeah. So he comes to stay, and he's just like, what? The kids immediately try to kill him. They're putting
literally,
Ajax in his mouth and shit.
They literally try to kill him because they're... Well, the whole thing is, and I figured this out easily, is they're these two little boys, and they're maybe
four.
Less than eight. Yeah.
Four and
eight,
six, I'm
yeah,
thinking,
something.
Around that. Four and six.
So, and they're real upset that their father's gone because he's been gone a long time. And, and they're just acting out their anger and frustration and on this new guy who pops up. And yeah, they're literally trying to kill him. They put thumbtacks in his food. Just all kind of things. And the little kid's always like, I'm going to kill you.
Right, and so then they end up, the sister-in-law, Lisa Kudrow's character, finds him a job at her work. She doesn't know what it is. She just tells him, show up. So he gets there, and it's like this really empty building, like huge empty building in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And it's a, like really nice, brand new building. But in the inside, there's like nothing. There's no desks, there's nothing. It's like not even, doesn't even have really real walls.
And
it has
security guard, the security guard there says that there's maybe a total of maybe eight people working there now. And it turns out this place was an internet company that went under during, you know, after the internet boom in the 90s. And now it's just a skeleton crew of people working there. So he meets up with his soon-to-be boss.
And she gives him a suit and says basically he's going to wear this and hand out flyers for office space since they have this big building with all this office space in it.
Right. And the suit is the logo of this company.
And it looks like the AOL dude.
Yes. And I said to Michelle, when she showed me, I looked at the trailer for the first time, and the suit is this baby blue. And it looks exactly like the AOL Running Man logo, only the head is bigger, like a lot bigger.
More oval.
Yeah, it's more oval and not as round.
Well, not oval.
It's
makes
kind
it
of
seem
egg
like
shaped,
yeah,
kind of.
But it makes him look like he's moping a little.
Right, which I know that's what he was intending, you know, because, and also, you know, he had this blue color. And yeah, so when he's standing there in this thing, his head is just lulled down, looks like he's real sad, even though this thing has no facial features on it or anything. It's just smooth everywhere.
So, yeah. So then it just basically funny things happen that, you know, he's in the suit in the middle of nowhere. Things happen.
Yes, the
people
boss
drive by.
For some reason, the boss takes
him
way out into the country where there's no one.
Right.
Drops him off, hands him all these flyers, which he can't even hold on to because the suit has no finger. You know, it doesn't have any gloves or anything. It's just all smooth. And she says, okay, you know, I'll pick you up later. So he's out there. Of course, all, you know, local residents react to him differently. Various things happen.
Obviously, it's an indie movie, so it's only in select places, but eventually it'll be out on video.
It was good. I would definitely buy it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I figured it was going to be good because, you know, the trailer looked good, but it was actually a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. The director's good. He has really cool ideas. Like, remember the part where she's talking about her husband and he does this little fast track down the hallway and you see all these tons of photos on the wall. And at the very end this one photo of him and his brother, who's, the army guy. And the picture is kind of on there. It's kind of askew to one angle.
And they're not even hugging, and they have this weird facial expression.
And so he looks like, you know, his brother is towering over him because he's this huge guy. And, you know, just little things like that that really, you know, they have some meaning to them that make you think, you know. So then at the end, of course, things start turning around for him a little bit. And the brother finally comes home, and he leaves by himself, and pretty much that's it.
Well, there's another place, but that's not important. The point is that that's a good movie.
But the Q&A was good. They actually had one of the actors there with the director. I liked her. I thought she was good. I liked her. She had a very interesting look.
Yeah, she looked like a heroin.
She had really cool kind of hypnotic eyes. Mm. I thought she was good.
Yeah, whatever.
She was cool. And after that, you had some questions, and you asked...
Oh, stupid. I don't care.
What did you ask? I don't remember.
Who cares?
Something about the costume or something.
I didn't like his answer.
Right, well, he used to be a...
He was in freaking high school, so it had no freaking bearing on the movie, so that's why I'm like, whatever, dude. I don't like that answer.
He came out with this idea for wearing a costume.
No, but it wasn't the same thing. It wasn't a mascot, where you're all completely covered.
Yeah, I think he did say he did the thing sort of like the cheese, where you had to stand out there and give out samples or flyers or whatever. But then after that, he gave out free little limited edition kablooey keychains, and so Michelle got one. It's of him in his little blue costume. I like it. Anyway, it's a really good movie. I would definitely want to buy it. What other movies? Oh, real briefly about Iron Man, because I don't remember if this was in there or not. But
yes,
apparently
we thought
that the villain in Iron Man was William Hurt. And it turns out it was actually Jeff Bridges.
Are you sure Iron Man, or was it
Incredible Hulk?
Incredible Hulk William Hurt then?
Yes. Oh. Incredible Hulk's William Hurt. So apologies for that.
Whatever.
But like I was saying, Hurt and Jeff Bridges are so much alike. It's, yeah. They have the same voice almost. It's weird. And in Iron Man, Jeff Bridges had his head shaved.
So they both shaved their heads for both of those movies. So that's why they kind of looked... No?
No. General Ross has hair. They did not shave him. Remember? It's gray. But he had his hat on most of the time, so you couldn't even tell. But his hair was the exact same color as his mustache.
No, I can see the difference now, but I can see why. Who knows?
Yeah, I was like, oh, so weird.
Anyways, I saw Mamma Mia.
Oh, yeah, I guess we can talk about some movies you saw a couple of days ago.
Mamma Mia, oh my gosh, every person in there was old. Old, like,
thankfully, I was not here. You went.
My friend said, "Oh, well, because it's during the day, and right. It's like that's not reason why. Because it was Friday, and there was like tons of people there. I mean, there's lots of people for Black Knight. I mean, Dark Knight.
Black Knight. You racist.
Dark Knight. Shut up. And so there's people there, but it was full. Mamma Mia was full, and it was all right. I mean, that's not what we went to go see. We went to go see WALL-E, but. Since we're there, I asked my friend to movie hop, and so we just said, well, Journey to the Center of Earth or Mamma Mia, and so she said Mamma Mia, and I'm like, cool, and I just wonder, well, she picked it, I mean, she must know some songs, so of course, yeah, she did, but,
So it's you, your friend, and your daughter.
And we saw WALL-E, which was me.
Not interested in seeing that, so glad I missed it.
Yeah,
it didn't look good.
But I can't wait to see Dark Knight on Wednesday. We're going to go see it on IMAX.
Yes.
IMAX.
From everything I've been reading online, the hype is definitely living up to these months and months and months of hype. I keep reading. Everybody says it's better than the last one, Batman Begins. And of course, I read they're thinking about giving Heath Ledger an Academy Award nod. For his performance as the Joker, which is weird because if you think about it,
we just read that they've been saying that for months.
It's weird because when Batman came out in 1989 and Jack Nicholson played the Joker, he got wasn't he nominated?
No.
Yes,
he wasn't nominated.
I guarantee he was nominated.
Look it up
for
right
something.
Now, dude. If I don't, all think, right, he wasn't nominated for no Batman.
Hold on,
you're crazy.
We're sorry. We are now experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Alright, we're back, and he didn't find nothing.
Nothing yet, but when I do, I will add it in.
Yes, well, so, I still don't think he won any, or was nominated for anything.
We'll see.
Okay, well, this is on tape now, so you owe me. What are you going to owe me? if I'm right.
I'll give you oral.
Whatever, give me oral anyway. That's like saying, anyway. Oh, yeah, I'll wash your clothes or I'll cook you dinner.
Why listen to the PK and Jay show?
Well, did you ever try to your without it first?
Why listen to the PK and Jay show?
Because one guy thinks that Jeanette's voice is the sexiest in podcasting.
Why listen to the PK and Jay show?
Because the PK and Jay show is not watered down, corporation approved, mass produced, clear channel crap that makes you want to eat your shirt.
PK and Jay.
Mentally defective as I am.
You know, somebody p***ed in my car, but I think it's okay. I tasted it and it's deer p***s.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. This is ridiculous.
This madness has got to stop.
This has got to stop.
I might as well.
They're going to get their p***s bleached.
I can't wait till your parents hear this show.
What? Somebody's bound to be offended. So,
I would definitely have sex with a doll just for just
shits and giggles.
Yeah. But as far as owning one...
You heard it here first. What's your rap?
Yeah, what is your rap?
You know...
What's your strategy?
That's a good question. I may need some help on that one.
The rap is no rap at all.
Unless you totally suck.
Unless you totally suck. Come on. If you totally suck, just don't even get out of bed tomorrow.
It only 3 MPGs. You think the Mongoloid doesn't get great gas mileage? But who the hell cares? This car is fantastically enormous. Hummer and Escalade owners, eat your hearts out.
It's time to prank phone call our family and friends. Prank phone call our family and friends.
I'm going to listen to it some more too.
Check out the PK and Jay Show. www.pkandjshow.com.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable. Soundsnap.com for the high-quality sound effects that you heard throughout the show. Check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show and to contact us at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. If you have questions, comments, or just want to call us names, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.